Because you've forgotten the sour taste of fear. Highsmith is probably most famous for her novels The Talented Mr. Ripley and Strangers on a Train, and yet short stories were her foundation, as well as her bread and butter. The oldest story in this book was written when Highsmith was just 15. They were partially how she was earning a living when Strangers on a Train was written. At the time of her death, she'd published no fewer than 7 collections of them, and there was ample material for a volume of uncollected stories to be published posthumously. Short stories are absolutely essential to me, like poetry. I write a lot of both, she once told a Sunday Times interviewer. Only a fraction of the stories I have written ever appeared in print. This prodigious output is at least partially a result of her surfeit of ideas, which occurred to her, she said, as frequently as rats have orgasms. In his introduction to her collection, 11, Graham Greene talks about the way in which Highsmith adapts to the short story. She is after the quick kill rather than the slow encirclement of the reader, and how admirably and with what field craft she hunts us down. Here, in these prickly, misanthropic stories, her obsession with obsession is on display. A wunderkammer full of big feelings and bad habits redirected to gruesome ends. Sometimes it plays out with her telltale violence, filtered through what one critic called the casually treacherous personality. In The Terrapin, a boy befriends a turtle and is forced to watch his mother cook it. In The Button, a father's disappointment in his life boils over into murder. In The Snail Watcher, her beloved pets become an instrument of body horror and monstrosity. And elsewhere, like the protagonists of Not This Life, Maybe the Next, and The Romantic, her characters are besieged by a quiet misery and loneliness. They have to learn to accept, if not prefer, their own company. Even Highsmith's love of the third person seems tinged by self-loathing. I have bogged down twice in first-person singular books so emphatically that I abandoned any idea of writing the books, she wrote in her only craft book, Plotting and Writing Suspense Fiction. I don't know what was the matter, except that I got sick and tired of writing the pronoun I, and I was plagued with an idiotic feeling that the person telling the story was sitting at a desk writing it. Fatal. Rereading Highsmith's work, I was struck by how much she reminded me of Shirley Jackson. Footnote. They met once, in fact. In 1943, Highsmith accompanied her friend, the writer Seymour Krim, to coffee at the apartment of Stanley Edgar Hyman and Shirley Jackson, John Michaud wrote in The New Yorker in 2010. The visit prompted Highsmith to make an anti-Semitic remark about the chatty Hyman in her diary. Both wrote in a clean and economical style that often gave way to breathtaking flourishes. Both wrote in genres, suspense, horror, in which their gender was a liability. Both wrote imaginative characters liberated by the deaths of their difficult mothers. Footnote. Or, in the case of the senile, infirm antagonist in No End in Sight, a difficult mother who has lived for over 200 years and has no intention of dying. Both had cartoonishly challenging relationships with the same. Footnote. Having unsuccessfully attempted to abort Patricia by drinking turpentine, Mary Highsmith would joke that her daughter loved the smell of turpentine. She was demanding, seductive, and catastrophically unloving, Terry Castle wrote in The New Republic. For 7 decades, she lived into her 90s. She ruled over her daughter's psychic life like an unasked-for bride, a malign, indestructible Miss Havisham of the soul. Loneliness was a shared theme, menace, claustrophobia. But Jackson's protagonists were predominantly women. Highsmith, on the other hand, preferred the voices of men. With Jackson, you get the sense that she is twitching the curtain for you, the reader, allowing you to see something she can see. With Highsmith, there is a distinct feeling of being chased towards something near and terrible.